Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Just don't call it a podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ebro in the Morning, Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. I met this woman, Nicole King. I met her at the Alicia Keys Swizz Beatz Giants Art Gallery Soiree in Brooklyn, New York. Nicole, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Ebro, and team for having me. Super excited to be here.
Now, Nicole, tell everybody what exactly you do. I thought it was very, first of all, thank you for introducing yourself. Second of all, I think you're somebody that a lot of people need to know. Tell us what you do.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I have the honor and pleasure of being the executive director for community banking for JP Morgan Chase. I've been with the firm for 15 years now. And essentially what I do, I have a team of community managers that go out into communities of color to help close the racial wealth gap by teaching financial health education. So really excited about the work that we do, the impact that we have, and just really passionate about teaching folks how to manage their money so they could become financially free. You know, we talk a lot about getting to the bag, but we never really talk about how you keep the bag. So that's what my team does.
And so are you someone that people could meet and you could help them on their journey, meaning, you know, taking the steps over an extended period of time to improve credit score, create a relationship with the bank, understand what they need to do if they want to, you know, buy a home, start a business, et cetera, et cetera?
Yes, I couldn't have said it better. That's exactly what we do. You know, one of the things we like to talk about is that every journey begins with the first step, and it doesn't matter where you're at on your journey. We can help you and support you. We know a lot of people have had, including myself, financial missteps, right? And your missteps do not have to really define where you end up. It's never too late to get started.
Ask Donald Trump. Oh, wait, but he white, though. Never mind. He's white, though. Different rules. Different rules. Different rules. My bad. Let's get focused.
Yeah. Yes.
So Nicole, what are some of the common misconceptions? Let's just start with buying a home, because I'm a firm believer after, you know, watching, you know, just years of financial crisis in our country, or new get rich quick schemes, you know, whether it's, you know, everybody having an investment portfolio, flipping houses, crypto, you see all these different stuff. But what if none of that is for you and you are just a little bit more conservative and not really and very risk adverse, if you will, with your money? What is the first step that someone needs to do to get on the right foot and the right path with, you know, building their wealth so that they can, or building their finances so they can get into the real estate game?
Yeah, no, I love that question. I would say, let's start with the basics. Do you know how to budget? Do you know where your money is going? So many folks make missteps by not understanding how and where their money is going. And I know we have a saying, you know, in the community, YOLO, right? You only live once. But, you know, what we do is really help you not only live your best life, but also create generational wealth. And by doing that, that's what home ownership does. So, Ebro, I would say just really understanding your credit score and getting the basics down pat when it comes to like budgeting and savings. You know, that's really the foundation of building a great financial plan to help you to the path of home ownership.
Well, and also managing your expectations, right? Like, you know, there's people who are like, I don't want to live in a studio. And it's like, I mean, you might have to start in the studio, bro.
Like, yes! I love that. It's so crazy that you say that because when I purchased my first property, right, here in Harlem, my dad, I was like, oh my gosh, daddy, I want the two bedroom, the two bath. And he was like, wait a minute, Nicole, I don't want you to be house poor, right? Like, I want you to be able to afford the monthly mortgage. So this is your first property. Why don't you start with something that is affordable to you? So while I didn't get the two bedroom, two bath, I did get the two bedroom, but with the one bath, right? So to your point, let's start with what you can afford so you're not house poor, you're not stressing, making that mortgage payment every month. And just start with one. You know, they say the first million is the hardest to make, but the second million, it comes much easier because you learned from the first. So it's kind of the same thing when you think about real estate.
Rosenberg, I'm sorry, I think I cut you off. Was that you?
No, I was just curious about the same thing that you ended up getting to, essentially, which Nicole is like, you know, common misconceptions that people have when walking into these situations. And like how you would generally guide someone if they say they're starting completely from scratch. You know, they don't have much money in their bank account. They don't own any property and they're just looking to sort of get started on doing things the right way.
Yeah. And when I think about like doing things the right way, I always say folks need to have a relationship with a banker. And I know that.
Yo, I'm what? Good, man. Yo, Rosenberg, yo, you and Laura, y'all got to start giving me my flowers more often. I've been screaming this on the radio for years.
No, you are big on years. The have a relationship with the banker. That
we
is the
walk
thing.
In the banks. We direct deposit our money. They take our money. They invest our money and then charge us a fee to pull our money out of the ATM. And we go into these banks and we don't even know anybody.
Right. Yes. But right. I want to help you though. You should not be paying and you should not be being charged a fee for your own money.
True. Right?
So that's definitely should not be happening. And to your point, Ebro, that's why it's important to have a relationship with a banker so they can make sure and guide you on the right path. Because no way, no how should you be paying to get your own money.
Well, it depends on which ATM you go to. I mean, if you can find a Chase Bank ATM, you ain't going to hit you with a fee if you got an account there. But if you got to go to another account or another bank, they're going to hit you with a fee.
This is true. But, you know, I got to put the plug in. We have the most ATMs in New York. So no matter where you're at in the country, we got you covered.
Now, this is important, though. More and more people want to be entrepreneurs and own their own business, but they don't know the exact ways to go about it. So I think it's pretty dope. Now, can a person that already has their own business and they want to, you know, like restructure their business plan, you would be a perfect person to go see, right?
I would be a perfect person to come see in terms of helping entrepreneurs understand, right, their path. If it's not necessarily me, we have a whole team of experts that really support and uplift entrepreneurs. And we saw, right, like from the pandemic, everyone created a side hustle,
right,
and rightfully right. So. You know, my dad used to say it's a poor rat that only has one hole to crawl into. Mm. So, you know, we're very entrepreneurial, right? We get to the money, we're creative, but we just want to help you on your path and keeping your money. Right?
How can people reach out to you, Nicole, if they want to look to you to, and listen, I know I say this also, when you see those commercials on TV or you see someone like Nicole talking, literally their job is to get on the phone with you, have a conversation with you, and see if they can point you in the right direction. Do not feel like, oh, I don't know the terminology, because I know that scares a lot of people away because they don't know the proper terminology to use when they have these financial conversations. They don't know, you know, the right questions to ask. It's okay. That's why these people have jobs, is because they're there to help you. Because Nicole and JP Morgan make money when they can help you make money. So their interest is helping you make money.
And I couldn't have said it better. When our communities do better, we do better, right?
Right.
So we have a vested interest and we want to help. And, you know, when I think about my journey into this work and my passion, it's solely because financial health wasn't really spoken about at my dinner table, right? It was taboo to ask someone how much they make or how much you paid for something. And we know in other communities, that's what they're talking about all the time. So me and my team, we bust the myths. We talk about money. We make folks get comfortable talking about money. So this way we know that financial success is attainable for everyone. And we want to help you get there.
And what is your information if somebody wants to reach out?
So you can look me up on LinkedIn. My name is spelled N-I-C-H-O-L. Last name King, K-I-N-G. And I'm also known as Harlem's Banker.
Harlem's Banker.
I love it.
Now, one last question. We hear a lot about real estate in Manhattan. We hear a lot of, you know, things are changing. We hear there's a lot of available real estate that is high end that people aren't buying. We hear a lot about, you know, housing issues. Is right now a good time to think about buying a home?
So that's a very individual question, right? So I can't make a broad statement. It depends on where you're at on your financial journey. But I will say that I'm a big proponent of home ownership, whether it's today, whether it's tomorrow, or whether it's next year, because that is the catalyst of building wealth. So I think any time is a great time to be a homeowner, and let us help you do it.
I think the other thing to add in too there, if you've never bought a home before, just know it takes longer than renting an apartment.
Yes. Right? It does.
A lot of people think, yo, man, they've been looking. I've been turning in statements for 3 months and they watching my spending habits. Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
And during that 3 to 4 months where you're actually in the process of getting your loan approved, well, not approved, but, you know, pushed through and finalized, they are making sure that you don't make any erratic purchases. So you could really jeopardize a loan if you don't have your finances in order. And while they're having you turn in statements every month and watching your credit and doing all these things, you could jeopardize your loan by doing something not financially sensible or something that you've never done before with your account, because a bank like Chase will say, why did you just spend another $5,000 on, what is that, Gucci?
Right.
Why did you do that?
Ebro, you sure you're not a banker or was a banker in your pastime?
Nah,
I'm telling you, you're giving them all the right gems, bro.
Nah, like, I wasn't. I was just, I'm just somebody who just watches the game and tries to finesse the game and win. That's it. I'm just trying to win out here. That's it.
Well, yeah, you're doing a good job at that. No, I just I want to thank you. Definitely it was a pleasure meeting you in Brooklyn, and the follow-up to this is great, and so nice to meet you, Laura and Rosenberg. I've been a fan of all of you guys for so long. So I'm on, you know, I'm on cloud nine right now, being able to talk to your audience and let them understand, right, the importance. Like, it's a new day. Like, it's our time. Like, stop waiting. Absolutely. Let's go.
Out of way. If you meet Nicole face to face, she's that last little bit you heard right there. That's really her. The other version was her, like, at work version, that version right there. She was like, Ebro, what we doing out here? We got to get these people in some homes. I need to come on the show. What's happening?
I definitely ran up on him just like that.
I respect it.
Nicole King, Nicole. JP Morgan thank Chase, you, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. Take Bye-bye. Care.
Take care, Nicole.
WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Just don't call it a podcast.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.